was your reaction to the annual opponents and schedules that were released the other day?
Were the Packers available? Or, I mean, can we get them and maybe the Chiefs? And, you know, it's – but you then you go look at it, every one of the schedules are equally as hard and difficult. And, you know, but that's – it's kind of exciting. It's going to be exciting for fans. I do think it's – I say this all the time, and I know people may say it's a I don't know what they say. Maybe it's a cop-out or whatever. But I do think that the mindset of – of everybody start has to be more like the NFL. I mean, this league is, I think, the days of a team just being dominant and you got to, I think you have to start having the mindset, man, you go 9-3, 8-4 is good.
Texas A&M moves to the edge of their seat. Good morning, SEC. Oh, baby, come on in. The water's fine. Vanderbilt, the Green Bay Packers. I mean, were they not available? Come on, coach. I love it. I love it. We've got a lot for you here. It's Friday. It is one day till kickoff. I mean, look at these games. Look at these damn games. Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Mississippi State, Notre Dame, Arkansas, Auburn, A&M, Kentucky, South Carolina. All six of those games within one score per Vegas. That means we are in for one hell of a weekend. And I can't think of anyone I'd like to watch these games with more than my favorite cousins. Come on in. Before we get started, I want to remind the cousins we are brought to you by MyBookie. If you run over there right now, you're looking at there and you say, Shane, you just showed me those games, and there's one that stands out like a sore thumb, and I can't wait to place a wager on it. Well, then run on over to MyBookie and place a bet using promo code SEC. And what does that get you? It gets you one risk-free bet up to $500. So if you hit, you win. If you lose, you get your money back. And if you get your money back, come on over to Tennessee Legend Distillery. My boys and girls over there, this is fantastic. There's a lot of folks that are coming into town, Tennessee. They're going to be watching. Now, we're on the road. I get it. We're going to get to Mississippi State here in a minute. But you come back up to Sevier County, be sure to stop over to Tennessee Legend. If you go to Nashville, they got a location as well. Let them know the cousin sent you. Not only are you going to get a huge discount, but you will also get a bonus gift. And there are some cousins that are out and about getting pictures of Tennessee Legend. If you get it sent to your store, be sure to take a picture and send that to us at thatsecpodcast@gmail.com. And you may be this week's Tennessee Legend. Oh, baby. We got a lot to get into. We're going to talk about the updates. We're going to talk about, I'm at the Hand Center. We got to talk about a quarterback, right? We got that and much, much more to cover on this episode of SEC Hangover. All right, come on, filing in left and right. I like it. Big Papa Hugh, yeah. I just thought that was kind of funny, something to start the show with. You know, he was asked about the three permanent rivalries. And, of course, I'm not going to sit here and act like Auburn didn't. I mean, we knew what Auburn was going to get. They got Alabama, they got Georgia, and they got a Vanderbilt team led by a quarterback that has whooped Hugh Freeze's ass since they met. So I can understand why he's a little frustrated with those permanent rivalries, but I do think Pavi has got his final year here, so you should be fine, coach. But we got a lot to get into. You're saying, Shane, well, speaking of Auburn, let me knock this out real quick. Auburn AD, what are you doing? What the hell? Release this statement on Thursday. That was yesterday, right? We're Friday. We got a ball game with Texas A&M, and we're still talking about them Sooners. Listen, I get it. You got screwed. It sucks, but we got to move forward. And I know the AD is not going to be the one taking snaps down there in College Station, but, you know, Freeze was asked about it. You know, it's probably lingering around in that locker room if your AD's out here saying, I talked to Sankey and we didn't think it was fair. It's like, come on. Come on. We'll talk about that at the end of the year. Something else we need to talk about, speaking of whiners, Lane Kiffin. He was asked about his three games. Lane Kiffin said, Oklahoma as a permanent rival? What's going on? Yeah, Oklahoma is really disappointing. We don't have anything in common with them or our fans. So that doesn't make any sense at all. And so that's unfortunate. With so many great teams that we've played for so long here, especially from our SEC West years. So that is unfortunate. Listen to this. We don't have anything common with them folks over in Oklahoma. Well, doesn't sound nice, but that's how you start a rivalry, right? That's how you get it going. You start shit talking. I guarantee you, here in 3 years, Oklahoma will hate Ole Miss, and Ole Miss will hate Oklahoma. It's coming because anybody that plays Lane Kiffin eventually hates that team that he's coaching. I'm at the hand center. You're probably wondering what I'm doing here. Well, Dr. Sheehan performed a surgery on quarterback John Mateer, and everything came out well. They asked Coach about the situation, but I'm going to be honest with you. My favorite part about this whole situation was the memes that came from this. And, oh, my gosh, Oklahoma fans came alive. I didn't realize you were so creative. So I could have showed you a video Coach talking, or I could play the audio Coach talking and show you some of my favorite memes. So enjoy, because I know I did.
Just finished up our last workout of the week and letting our guys off for the weekend. Been a good first part of our season here. Close to a third, I guess, here. And right on time. You know, get a few guys back. And I had a really good spirited week of practice. And Mateer made it back, in case you guys are wondering. I know there were some of y'all that are kind of weird and hung out at the airport for him. You know who you are. But sounds like he avoided you. So anyway, I'm going to make him available to y'all too. So you get a chance to ask him whatever questions that you want.
Brent, talk about Michael Hawkins and what you've seen out of him and the growth under Arbuckle and Coos since they've come in.
Yeah, like I said a few days ago, he's done a great job of just keeping his head down and improving and understanding of the offense and all the fundamentals of being a quarterback, leadership as well. And just has put together a really good body of work over the last several months. And he's always had a great work ethic. And he's always been really coachable, and he's hungry, he's humble, and, you know, again, ultra talented.
Brent, I'm sure when, as a head coach, when you find out that your quarterback's going to have hand surgery, it's a little worrisome, but what was it like just seeing John today and kind of hearing from him?
Yeah, I wasn't worried, but I've got faith in our football team, and hate that for John, certainly, and it's been good. Again, the spirit of the team. We got a bunch of guys that, again, are highly invested. And, you know, this is, you know, most teams going to face some type of adversity, whether it's in a game or injury to your roster. And you got to move forward.
Oh, man. Hey, Oklahoma's bye week, right? Get Mateer right. We're not expecting John back anytime soon, but based off Coach comments here, I don't think they're too concerned. They're going to be Kent State first, then they got the Red River. So obviously you'd love to have John back by that game. It doesn't sound like that's going to happen, but it sounds like everything is going well, especially with that. I mean, hell, even the Attorney General. I hereby issue this official accommodation of Dr. Sheehan for single-handedly saving John Mateer's season. Comes out with this official form, whereas Dr. Sheehan successfully completed surgery September 24th on University of Oklahoma. John Mateer, who promptly declared the surgeon to be the GOAT. Enough Oklahoma. Let's talk about football. Actual football that's going to be on our TV tomorrow. Look forward to hanging out. I think we have decided, Mike's probably not going to be a part of this, but there are so many games. This is the only thing I hate about this schedule is the LSU Ole Miss, the Tennessee Mississippi State, the Auburn Texas A&M, all three great games are going to be sitting right there in the middle. And I like to do those watch parties in the middle. However, we're going to pivot. I'm going to be doing the Alabama-Georgia game. So, ain't got nobody to hang out with? Well, now you do. Grab a cold beer and come join me. We're going to have a little fun watching them. And maybe we talk a little bit about the earlier games, but what a slate. What a slate of games. Now, there's some cupcake games, right? Vanderbilt, they're going to be playing Utah State. Probably not going to be saying too much about them, but I expect Pavia to do what Pavia does, and that's just absolutely destroy teams. The reason this one is kind of a sad game because I've made a somewhat of a stupid bet. Really, I thought, here's the situation. I thought I made the bet that the line was at 5, and if Vanderbilt wins 6, I would walk a mile. That's what I thought it was, but upon further review, I was way off. That bet is 4.5. So they came into the season, which is crazy, right? Vanderbilt was 4.5 points. That's our wins. That's all they expected. They already got 4. So if they get the 5, not only I got to do 1 mile, I got to do 2 miles. So it looks like that's going to be happening Saturday after the Utah State game. I'm probably not going to walk that day, but I will walk that week, get those Pavia steps in. But damn, I'm telling you right now, the way Vanderbilt's playing, I may be a lean, mean fighting machine by the end of this season. Speaking of mean, damn, Mizzou's on fire as well. Big win against South Carolina. They're going to have a home game, yet another home game with UMass. Obviously, I told Mike this. I said, honestly, if we're not talking about the Mizzou game, then perfect, right? We want no injuries. We want a game that's wrapped up. Put a bow on it by halftime. Get some backups in there. That's exactly what needs to happen here. Work on some competitive depth, but take advantage of this fantastic schedule, right? You guys complained about this, about getting picked on, about the easiest schedule all offseason. Enjoy it. You're going to have a UMass game that hopefully you're done at halftime. You're going to have a bye week leading into that Alabama game. Come on, man. That is what I'm talking about. So those are the kind of the cupcake games. Let's get to the serious. Let's get the ones that got some skin in the game. And I'm going to tell you, I feel like all these games are going to come down to one or two matchups, right? It's going to come down to an offensive player. It's going to come down to a coaching staff. But we got some big games here. Kentucky, South Carolina, right? What is going to dictate who wins this game? Now, I could have put Cutter in here for quarterback. I could have put the running game. I could have put the defense. But let's be honest, Coach Stoops, a little bit on the hot seat here. I feel like this comes down to him. You know, how many times have we walked away from a Kentucky game saying, you know what, he didn't let them hang, right? He got a little too conservative, maybe a little too aggressive. I feel like this game for Kentucky, if Kentucky's going to win, they got to do exactly what they were doing 3 years ago, and that's control the tempo. Make this game slow, run the football, keep the clock moving. You hang in there, I feel like there is, because listen, I know this is a one-score game, and it's no state secret, if you watch yesterday's show, I think South Carolina absolutely steamrolls Kentucky. But if Kentucky wins, it's because Coach Stoops, man, I'm telling you. Now, South Carolina does exactly what I think. They got to get these boys going. All right. The running game. South Carolina, we're going into week 5, and I think we got 200 yards between all these guys. And that's not acceptable, right? I mean, when you think about South Carolina, for Lenoris to really open up and become that Heisman candidate, I feel like all the pressure is on his shoulders right now, and he's wanting to do it with his arm, which is great. But that mobile threat is something we've not seen through 4 weeks, and Beamer comes out here and says, we got running backs. We'll get it going.
If we can get this running game going, then really watch out, because now we've got a run game that people have to be respectful of. and the ability to throw the ball over your heads, that's where we need to get to. But certainly when you have a quarterback like Lenore, so we've got good offensive linemen, we've got a good running backs, we got a quarterback that can run, there's a running threat. We're just not executing well enough right now, obviously. But I do believe we're close, and as we continue to, you know, it's the old adage now, everybody, you always hear, like, you run the ball to, you know, set up the pass. Maybe we're throwing the ball to set up the run. Who knows? But we and again, I'd love to line up every night and run the ball for 300 yards. That would be awesome. But it's hard to run the ball in this league. And you say, well, hold on, Shane. Missouri just ran for 300. And you're right. But it's hard to run. But we can't be stubborn and bang our head against the wall. We want to run the ball efficiently. But we certainly don't want to prove a point about how we can run the ball all of a sudden be 3 yards on a cloud of dust and not take advantage of these receivers and tight ends that we have on this team also that can do a lot of things in the passing game also.
If he can't run on this team, you might as well run on up to Virginia Tech and take that job. You know who ain't running? Cousin JR coming through, gifting a membership, the legend, gifting letters to God. Interesting letters. Welcome to the family, courtesy of the legend, Cousin JR. Appreciate you, cuz. All right, man. I don't know. I mean, again, Coach has said the right things. He's been saying the right things for weeks now. I just feel like South Carolina, if you ask any Gamecock fan, they're just extremely disappointed in how this season has rolled. I felt like there was opportunities to win last week. They did not capitalize on this. But the main thing is I saw those opportunities. If you didn't watch the South Carolina game, there was moments where the Lenore was dialed in. Terrible play calling at times, yes. Mistakes at time, tons of penalties. South Carolina cleans that up. They're going to win this game, in my opinion. Tennessee, speaking of winning games, against Mississippi State, this is going to be a good one. Not going to lie, always worried about this one. Have been worried about this one since, hell, I was worried about when Mississippi State came last year to Knoxville. I am definitely worried because Mississippi State is playing some damn football. Four wins in a row here. The big one against Arizona stands out to me because that crowd was absolutely nuts. But this is a football team that isn't just a one-trick pony anymore. They're getting it done in all facets. So if it isn't passing, it's running. And I feel like when you look at this game, what for me, how can Tennessee win? I told Mike I felt like defense is going to be important. I felt like turnovers could be important. But, you know, another factor for Mississippi State here is Joey Aguilar. Now, Joey's playing great, right? Joey's playing fantastic football right now. But let's not forget, Tennessee has not had one true road game yet. Now, they look good against Syracuse week one, but that was in Atlanta, and I would venture to say that 75% of that stadium was wearing Tennessee orange. ETSU, Georgia, UAB, we loved the Georgia game. It came down to the wire, and I felt like Joey Aguilar was a huge factor in that game. But if Mississippi State is going to have a chance in this game, it's got to be the fans. That's who I've got here. I feel like the fans, you have got to be rowdy. You've got to. Joey has shown mistakes every week. Now, talent from that receiver core or offensive line or the running backs or even just Joey himself has kept him out of a mess, right? There have been plenty of balls thrown up that could have been interceptions, and this may be one of the best secondaries he has faced this year. And I feel like if Mississippi State's going to win this game, it's got to be by the crowd. It's got to be chaos, pure chaos there. And I feel like Mississippi State's got a good shot winning this game. And I don't like saying that as a Vol fan, but it's the damn truth. And could you imagine Mississippi State starting out 5-0 with a win against two top 25 teams? Holy shit, give Lebby an extension at that moment. It could happen. It won't happen, but, you know, it's fun talking about. That's for you, Mississippi State fans. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of must wins, Sam Pittman, Notre Dame, Arkansas. I feel like, obviously, we've seen a little too much Notre Dame for my liking. Maybe one viewing a year, preferably not in the college football playoff, which looks like, thank God, it will not be this season. But what? Be careful. Notre Dame's playing some damn good football right now, that, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And to be honest with you, that's one thing that Arkansas has had a trouble doing. And I don't think it should get to a shootout, because if Arkansas is going to win this football game, in my opinion, it's got to get more balanced. Mike Washington, Braylon Russell, we need to slow this game down, keep the ball away from number 13. And I feel like you do that. Listen, we have been shitting on Sam Pittman for weeks now. But let's not act like Arkansas has not been close. They were close in the Ole Miss game. They were definitely close in the Memphis game. It's not far-fetched to think that this team could be 4-0. Now, obviously, they're not, because their coach cannot win close games. But I just feel like if we had those, we would be thinking about this game totally different. I feel like the point spread would be totally different. Arkansas could win this game, and it doesn't have to be on the arm of Talen Green. I really do think that in fact, Talen shouldn't have as much pressure as he's had here the first 4 weeks. Let's get some balance. Let's give my man some help here. They do that, Arkansas wins this game. Auburn A&M. Now, this one, we're not really talking about as much as I think we should. Why? Mainly because Auburn's coming off this emotional loss, mainly because Ole Miss, LSU, Georgia, Alabama are playing this week. There's a lot of marquee matchups. But this one right here could be the wildest game on Saturday. Auburn going down to the Plains College Station. Now, I feel like Freeze and Arnold have got to get back on the same page. Now, you're saying, Shane, they played pretty good up there in Norman. Absolutely, they did. But remember how we started this show. A lot of the team, a lot of the outside noise is still looking in that rearview mirror. And if you do that, you may get punched right in the mouth. And I feel like to get back on this page, you got to get with your quarterback. You got to get with your head coach. You got to get the whole team on one page. And man, take it out. Take it out on Texas A&M. Now, how do you stop it? Well, we just saw 10 sacks last week, so let's roll with that. Defensive front, Texas A&M, they can be aggressive. They can pin their ears back. Coach Elko was asked about this earlier this week, and he didn't want to approach it. He said, hey, Auburn's got a fantastic offensive line, blah, 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 blah. We all watched the game. We all watched that game, and I feel like if this defensive front can create havoc in the backfield, Arnold could implode, because we've seen it last year. There's no doubt in my mind I could see it this year. This is going to be a really, really good football game. However, if Arnold gets on the same page with these receivers, if they get a little bit of balance, this may be the biggest win of Hugh Freeze's career. This is classic Hugh Freeze. We're imploding, right? We're just the wheels fell off. Let's give up. Let's start next year. No, I feel like Auburn's got a really, really good football team. They still are contenders, and contenders don't run away. Contenders go to places like College Station and whoop some ass, and they have the ability to do that. And if they can bounce back after that one, have that bye right before the Georgia game, Auburn is right back in the mix. A&M, if you want the 8-4 jokes to go away, well, then you've got to keep winning. And this is a game you can't drop, because there are some later in the season that are going to be 50-50 games, maybe even underdog games, and you can't afford the ones that your favorite's in and dropping. LSU Ole Miss, this is the one that we will probably be talking about after Saturday, because these two guys, Brian Kelly, Lane Kiffin. Now, I could have put Nussmeier in here. I could have put Trinidad in here, right? I mean, that makes sense. The quarterbacks, it's going to come down to them. No, this is a chess match. That's what this has always been about. These guys absolutely hate each other. I swear, if they had a list and they could sit down there and they had true serum and they said, hey, which coach in the country do you hate the most? Brian Kelly would say Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin would say Brian Kelly. Why? Because it's obvious. They absolutely hate each other when they talk. And this game, yes, could come down to quarterbacks, could come down to Nussmeier, could come down to Trinidad. But I'm telling you right now, this game's going to come down to a few plays and who's outsmarting who here. This is going to be a really, really good football game. And LSU needs this win. I talked about with Mike. I said, man, which team? And he's I didn't give him the answer, but I felt the answer. The one team that needs this win the most is LSU, and that's crazy. They're sitting there 4-0. They're top five in the country. But every single game they've had up to this point has had a little asterisk, right? Clemson, massive win. But since then, they've imploded. So now we're saying, well, Clemson sucks, right? Louisiana Tech, man, why was that game so close? There was no offense. It carries over to Florida. Yes, the defense got five interceptions, but you got no offense. And then they go out here and they beat these yellow and green Lions, and nobody talks about that because nobody even knows where that damn school's at. So this is a must win for Brian Kelly. And I think it's house money for Lane Kiffin over here at Ole Miss. However, if Ole Miss truly is a college football playoff team, well, then they got to beat college football playoff teams. And I feel like this is a big one. If Lane Kiffin can pull off a win here, then by God, you sign me up. Because if they beat LSU, how does Ole Miss not make a playoff, right? Even if they lose to Georgia, even if they lose to Oklahoma, are they losing to South Carolina right now? Are they losing to Florida? Are they losing to Mississippi State? I don't think so. You know, so now obviously crazy things happen. I mean, hell, we're on our second quarterback up there in Ole Miss, but I feel like this is a play-in game for Ole Miss. You win LSU, sign me up for playoffs. Alabama, Georgia, game of the week. Oh, my gosh. Can't believe Gary's missing this one. This is going to be an awesome, awesome showdown, just like it was last year. This is two teams that absolutely hate each other, and this is two teams that are expecting to win. You ask any Tide fan, they're expecting to win. You ask any Dog fan, they're expecting to win. However, not everybody can win. How Alabama wins, in my opinion, this wide receiver room came alive during that Wisconsin game. I mean, how many times we kept saying, where's Williams at? I mean, I go back to that Florida State game, him getting banged up. Now, before he even left the football field, this is a kid that was a non-factor. Him and Bernard played out of their damn minds, especially the last 2 weeks. And I feel like if that continues to roll against this secondary, Alabama can definitely win this matchup. And I feel like that's the key for Georgia. It's that simple. It's just crazy to me to be saying these comments about a Kirby Smart football team, but defense is the problem. And if that gets corrected this week, that secondary, because by God, they got tested in Knoxville. If that gets corrected, they blow out Alabama. So that's, in my opinion, the pivotal matchups. Both of these teams, Alabama really needs it, man. Alabama definitely needs this game. Not saying Georgia doesn't, but I feel like Kirby does. This is a game that Kirby needs. And if that happens, by God, sign me up for another Georgia SEC championship team. And that's why I got them here as my lock. Come on, baby. Give me them Dogs. We got so much to get into this weekend, and I cannot wait to share cold beer with you guys. So, again, if you ain't got anything to do Saturday, I'll be watching that game here on the YouTubes. And after the game, Mike will be doing his power rankings. So, man, I got you, 29 minutes closer to SEC football action. We got an extra minute. Cousins, got any comments, any final words from the congregation before we head out of here? Oh, I'm going to just scroll down here. See anything? Mr. Jones, there he goes. War Eagle, come on now. Georgia embarrasses Bama like Florida State did. I will say this. We get so emotional with our picks. I know I do. I'm like, oh, man. Alabama. I mean, Ty Simpson's playing out of his damn mind, you know, but then you got to pause for a second, man. This is Wisconsin. Wisconsin got their ass handed to them by Maryland. You know, wait, it's Louisiana nobody. So I'm not saying Alabama's not back because they could be, but I feel like the emotional pick is Alabama right now. the logical pick is Georgia, and that makes no sense, right? Because Alabama's probably going to win. Oh, man, Mike, let's see. Bama still has Georgia's number. Absolutely, man. I think that it could happen. Look here. Alabama's better than Georgia. Better than Bobby G. Geez Louise. Emily, War Eagle, come on now. Buck Fama, let's go. All right, guys, 30 minutes. I'm going to head off here. If you guys need any bail money, be sure to give me a call. And I hope to see everyone bright and early Saturday morning. Let's play. Let's go. Let's get that paycheck. Call in sick if you got to. Seriously, this Friday sucked.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.